This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Are there different paths of truths? Or is there one path of truth? Well, I ask you then, does a tree have one trunk or many trunks? One trunk. But does it have one branch? Like, you don't see a tree go straight up and then have nothing at the top or just a couple leaves at the top. No, every single tree goes straight up and then it branches off. And they branch off in different beautiful ways. It's almost like the ways that they branch off is that the palm tree is different from the oak tree. So every tree is going to be different, but the same concept. You have one trunk, and that is what we call the qat'i, explicit texts of our religion that have one possible meaning only. There are verses in the Quran that are ummul kitab. They have one possible meaning only. Anyone who goes against that, it's going to be two options. Either you went against a qat'i verse that's mutawatir, you're out of Islam. Or against a qat'i verse that's ahad, you're out of Ahl Sunnah. Meaning your deeds don't count. Out of Ahl Sunnah, you're not out of a club. It's not like we excommunicate you from a club. No, between you and Allah, your good deeds don't count. And between us and you, we're not going to pray behind you anymore. Haram to pray behind you. But valid. If your wudu is, assuming their wudu and salah is valid, then our salah behind him is sinful but valid. Now, if he goes against mutawatir, qat'i mutawatir, not even a Muslim anymore. He's a zindiq. For us to pray behind him is invalid and haram. Marriage dissolved. Death, but go bury yourself somewhere else. Mecca, no passport for you, no visa. So that's the zindiq. That's why we say there are paths in Islam once you pass the qat'i verses. Then you get to dhanni verses. Dhanni means the verse can have multiple meanings, right? Then you have paths at that point. So you have different options in different things. So in the spiritual path, there are many different good deeds a person can do. So the aqidah and the fard, the obligatory deeds, are all one and the same. No difference on them. But then you get to nafl. So in our analogy of a tree, in the spiritual path has the obligations. Everyone must do them. Nobody can leave the obligations and avoid the prohibitions. But then you have extra deeds. You're good at fasting. You're good at talking. You're good at doing dhikr. You're good at studying knowledge. You're good at giving charity. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who fulfilled, they've struggled in the obligations. Now we'll give you a gift. Now there's different types of acts of worship that you can specialize in. And that will differentiate you from everybody else. We all do the obligations. So once a person has put the effort in the obligations, then now Allah opens the door to them. And you see, oh, there's soup kitchen here. I love that work. There's da'wah there. I love that. Virtual work online. I love that. Sitting with shiukh and knowledge and traveling to them and studying at their feet with notebooks and texts. I love that. Dealing with youth, dealing with media, like making videos, what have you. There's so much to do. And that's why recently when somebody asked a lawfulness of living in the United States, I said, you can make it lawful by being involved in the da'wah in any way, shape, and form. In any way, shape, and form, that doesn't mean you have to be the one giving the da'wah.
Sure.
You may be the one funding the da'wah. You may be the one, and da'wah, what is da'wah? Da'wah is a lot of things going on. It's not just tabligh. Tabligh is to tell a non-Muslim. This is one of the best deeds you can ever do. Prophet ﷺ said, if the whole world was given to you, versus you give shahada to one person, giving shahada is greater. It's a reward. So there's so many different deeds that a person to, and basically, essentially, it boils down to be involved in the community, in the jama'ah of Muslims, in some way, shape, and form that's positive. So for the beginner, those are the subul. The path, my path to Allah is going to be through da'wah. My path to Allah is going to be through charity. My path to Allah is going to be through teaching little kids Arabic in an Islamic school. You know these women, when I see them teaching kids Arabic or teaching kids Quran, teaching hadith, from 9 to 5, they're getting good deeds. Like, subhanAllah, like, how do you end up not in paradise? You ask yourself the question.
Sure.
Every year, they are the first teacher to teach this kid Alif Ba, or Qul Huwallahu Ahad, or Uridu An Adhab Ila Al-Hammam, things like that. The first person to teach them Arabic.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, how to say assalamu alaikum, how to say subhanallah 33, dua before eating. That's the first person. Teach them. Your parents are too busy. So they gave tawqiyah to you to do it. So that person is getting good deeds from morning to evening. And I tend to find that it's always best to teach the kids. Like, if you want an investment, go down in age. And earlier in Islam, it's always a greater investment. So when you have a huge scholar and all of his students are other scholars, let's ask a question. If he was removed, the harm in the community would hardly be noticeable. Because he's already teaching scholars. You're already a scholar. Now he's taking you from 90% knowledge to 98% knowledge. Or from an 80 to a 90. But if you took out the intro stuff, what happens to the community at that point? That sheikh would not even have students to teach, right? So the more advanced, the more honored you are, the more important you are, the greater knowledge you are, no doubt about that. There's no doubt that such a scholar is like the sun in comparison to the stars, or the moon in comparison to the stars. There's no doubt about that. But the actual impact that you're having is actually less. There's less of an impact on that person. That person already, he's a scholar. The path to paradise, he knows it already, right? But now go down to when kids are wayward teenagers and they get a good example in their life. Like, that is so early on. That person could have gone left, right, but he's now going straight. For the next 60 years, he's going to benefit from that teacher, right? From that 1 year that he spent with that teacher, set him on the right track, benefits him for 60 years. So yes, he's smaller. The smaller in comparison to the greatness of a great scholar. Again, we're not disputing that, but we're disputing the actual impact, right? And we're not saying we can afford to lose one or the other, but the actual impact, when you go down lower in age, your impact is probably, I would say, starting at high school. The impact is so powerful there, and probably more powerful. If you're in the life of a high schooler for 2 years versus in the life of a 40-year-old, which one is a bigger impact? 40-year-olds are mostly already made up his mind.
Right.
Maybe you just remind him, shake off some dust and that's it, some rust and that's it. But the high school, you're literally setting them on the track. Every one of us, no matter what happened, we have a special attachment to our first teacher. Let's say someone enters Islam at the age of 35. That first teacher he has, it's still the same. By analogy, it's the same thing, right? That first teacher is so important. When he's 55, khalas, he's cooked, right? He's marinated and he's cooked enough. You're just maybe going to fix a few things. But that first teacher that he has, that first influence, may be extremely detrimental, right? It could be extremely beneficial, depending. That's why that first teacher is so important. And it kills me to see sometimes some brothers get in touch with some influential person who entered Islam, but they literally drive him mad. They just drive him into a desert. They literally drive him into a place with no nourishment. Their religion has no, there is no juice to it. It's just stricture and no spirituality to it. No common sense sometimes even. So that person then suffers from 35 to 40. Who knows if they keep their Islam or not? And that you see that happening all the time.